Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One is 67 years old and on Medicare, and for her, this was convention number 9. The other is age 25, at his first convention, and is still on his parents' health care plan. As this convention closed, we spoke with two Massachusetts delegates, Joe Caiazzo of Stoneham and Marty Exiferis of Marion, about whether this week helped President Obama and prepared them to hit the road and knock on doors for the president.
The message and the choice is clearly sharpened. Also, we've been given the tools to respond affirmatively, absolutely, to that question, are you better off? So I'm feeling very confident that we can articulate.
You're absolutely right. We're fully prepared to articulate why this election is about a choice. They have been crystal clear as to how the president has helped seniors, veterans, students, families across the country, and the need to reelect him to go and finish what we've already started.
What jazzed you most this week?
For me, with President Obama, just his relevance to today's demographics. He, like, gets it. He is, like, a part of a new generation of people. And for someone like myself, who's significantly older than my bud over here, it gives me hope, because I'm ready to pass on a good country to people who are ready, like Joe, who are ready to take it over. And it's exciting for me to watch.
So is this your last convention?
I hope not, but I'm perfectly willing to step to the side.
Joe, this question specifically for you. What possessed you to get involved in Democratic Party politics? Why are you here?
Well, you know, in 2008, I was a college student. It was my senior year, and I registered voters down in Miami. To see the result of our hard work definitely furthered my intentions, you know, to help out with the party. After that, I just had never left.
Marty, you've been attending conventions for 32 years. What's different about what's happened here than past conventions?
What's hugely different that I just relish and love is when you look out at our convention, you see America. You see young people. You see people of different races, different faiths. It's amazing. You would not see that 40 years ago, even at a Democratic convention. That's been a sea change. What's interesting, you don't really see it at the Republican convention still.
President Obama is all but a shoo-in in Massachusetts. Does that take some energy out of other races in Massachusetts, such as for the U.S. Senate and the contested congressional races? Will it be harder to get Democrats out to vote because they feel the state is going to go blue anyway?
I don't think so. I think we have a great candidate in Elizabeth Warren. We have a bunch of, you know, great, you know, members of Congress. And the people of Massachusetts are definitely energized. People understand electing Elizabeth Warren is going to be critical to keeping the Senate in the hands of the Democrats.
We absolutely need to reelect the President of the United States, but the President of the United States needs a Senate where the Democrats have the majority if he's going to be able to get any of the business done. So the two go hand in hand. So there will be, I think, energy that we'll have for the president, a good, healthy vote for the president, because there is that linkage. He needs a good, solid vote, so we have some coattails for Elizabeth Warren.
But her challenge in Massachusetts is much greater than his.
Oh, absolutely. But that's not the point. The point is people come out to vote.
And the fact that the Senate race is going to be so tight definitely lights a fire under, you know, the activists on both sides of the aisle. And Massachusetts, being a heavily Democratic state, has, you know, Democrats out there pounding the pavement literally every day.
You've both very much been in a bubble all week long, in rooms filled with very like-minded people, at least politically like-minded people. But now you go home to Massachusetts, where the political climate is at least somewhat different, if not quite a bit different, depending on where you are at any given moment. How has this week changed the way that you're going to make the case to non-believers, so to speak, back home?
Normal people who are putting away the towels and the beach chairs and focusing on school supplies and getting the kids ready to go back to school and that kind of stuff, they begin to focus right about now. They're beginning to ask. We need to listen. We can't just come, you know, rocket ship out of the gates. We have to, again, have that capacity to listen to their concerns and then speak to their concerns, not just give them robo-answers and that kind of stuff. And that's the fun period.
You convinced both of you that President Obama will win?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. I think the math definitely works in his favor.
And what about Elizabeth Warren? Is she going to win?
Yes, I think there's going to be a strong surge. There's going to be a very positive sort of momentum that's going forward, and I think that's going to benefit Elizabeth. And I think that people are going to focus on what the Senate is all about. It's just not about silly things. This is about real, serious, life-changing decisions on public policy, and I think she'll benefit from that.
I do think Ms. Warren wins. I think as people come back from the summer and they really focus, it becomes crystal clear that she is the best candidate for the position, and people will definitely be focusing on the actual issues, not just the sound bites. Once it becomes a discussion about the issues, there's no way that she should not be successful.
Marty and Joe, thanks a lot. Very nice to see you, and thanks for your time.
Fun. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Joe Caiazzo of Stoneham and Marty Exiferis of Marion, Massachusetts delegates here in Charlotte, North Carolina. For all our reporting this week at the Democratic National Convention and last week at the GOP convention in Tampa, go to WBUR.org. I'm Bob Oakes.